No, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Monday afternoon. Michael Yeomans of the Andersons right here in Champaign County joins us to take a look at the cash grain market this afternoon. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing very, very well. So let's talk about what producers did last week. It appears that many decided that it was a good week to market not only old crop corn, but new crop corn and maybe a few beans. What happened there at the Andersons?
Exactly. That's what we're seeing here. You know, old crop's getting a rally on the board, broke through some levels around that 735 mark we were having trouble breaking. And I think also, you know, with the lack of corn interest on new crop going above 6, we're also seeing some producers getting some new crop sold for, you know, looking at 570, 580 cash.
Now, from your perspective there, as one who is a purchaser, is this a place you think producers ought to be making some new crop sales?
Yeah, I think new crop is going to have a struggle to break the $6 mark on futures unless we would, you know, have planting issues or a weather issue this summer. I would assume that we see a pattern like last year where we continue to grind lower into the planting season.
Yeah, from this point last year into the planting season, it was kind of a long, really tough, maybe even scary haul, I suppose, to the downside, that is.
Correct, because we, you know, we had a 568 Feb average last year, and I think early June we traded about 499.5 before we took off.
Can we take the old crop up just a bit? What do you think about total usage for the year? Will it change very much from what USDA has been stating?
It's going to be interesting with ethanol demand to see how many plants remain open. And we're hearing about a lot of closings, you know, across the Midwest. And I think that could change our demand as we go into summer.
Can I ask you another question about the closings? Do you think those closings are coming in from independent plants, or are they coming from plants like yours? And there will be some of these that have an end user in mind always, so that, you know, are the Anderson / Marathon plants, the ADM plants, which are aligned sometimes with other places, less likely to close than the independents?
I'd say that's correct. You know, some of these plants have the ability to load rail, so even if they weren't going to grind for ethanol, they could still have the ability to load out rail to the southeast or wherever the corn needs to go.
Your bids for the day?
Today we're at 7.59 on cash corn, and beans we're at 15.02.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Michael Yeomans. He's with the Andersons right here in Champaign County. Joins us on the Closing Market Report for Monday afternoon. Back in 2 minutes, we'll take a look at the weather forecast with folks up at Chesapeake Energy on the 23rd floor of the Boeing building in Chicago.